We're in the parking lot of Orscheln Farm and Home in Boonville, and on-site technician Lloyd Adams is showing me around the Columbia Vet Center's 40-foot-long outreach van. Today, he and two other Vet Center employees are waiting in the lot, hoping to talk to area veterans that pass by.
We have an area here that is for, like, our little waiting room.
The Columbia Vet Center operates out of an office in North Columbia. It's affiliated with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The center provides information and help for veterans struggling with the VA system. It also provides counseling for combat veterans from 38 Missouri counties. Vet Center workers can help a veteran with counseling here in the van, too, which Adams says is important.
So we can help him where he doesn't have to travel 30, 40, 50 miles to come and see us at our home station. We can actually go to the different locations in our 38 counties and actually meet the veteran face-to-face.
Adams is joined in the van by Kanani Nakoa, an on-site counselor, and Mark Johnson, the Vet Center's outreach specialist. Johnson says he's often the first person to talk to curious veterans who approach the van. He served in the military for 21 years.
I've been there, done. I got the T-shirt. So I know exactly what to say. I just talk to them. I start talking to them. Might share war stories, and I'll just go from there.
Johnson says an important goal is to make veterans feel comfortable at the center, something Doug Buckman picks up on. Buckman is a third-generation veteran who served in the Gulf War. He first heard about the Vet Center in 2010 and attends weekly counseling sessions there. He says being around veterans who have seen combat, as opposed to the veteran community as a whole, has been an important part of his experience.
You go there and you can relate to your own people. You know, they have problems like you. You find out that you're not alone.
Buckman says he's worked on a number of issues since he came to the center.
I dealt with anger issues, depression, and, yeah, even suicidal prevention. Now, I'm not saying I feel suicidal or anything, but you do feel at a low point.
Buckman says he's learned tools from the Vet Center to keep his anger in check during his daily life. Change for veterans like Buckler can be a gradual process, something Nakoa, a counselor, says is important for them to understand.
You don't go through, you know, kindergarten and jump to elementary school to college. You go through the process of learning, and it takes as long or longer sometimes to unlearn a negative behavior.
The Vet Center workers know waiting here in Boonville is only the start of the center's work with veterans. But as Johnson tells it, it's part of the Vet Center's year-round mission.
It's not because it's not Veterans Day or the 4th of July or different holidays that you celebrate veterans. You celebrate them every day and you try to help them out. And that's our main goal here.
Even if that means taking the operation on the road. In Boonville, Carter Wadeel, KBIA News.